I would now like to recognize Mr. Martin to offer testimony on this legislation. Mr. Martin.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. First of all, these fellows are pretty much a scientist, and I'm not. I'm a businessman, and we grow fish in a very controlled system. We control them, all the species that we grow, which are cobia, shrimp, salmon, trout, and tilapia, and doing research in many other species, oysters and others, that are in danger here in the United States. These are all grown in very, very controlled environments. We have no antibiotics, no hormones, none of the things that currently are imported to us, given free with the products that we buy, mercury and malachite green and other things. This bill sort of paints a wide stroke across the industry. Unfairly, we're caught in this. And listening to the testimony here today, I agree with everything that's been said. We do need regulations. We need all of these things. We do need to be very careful that we don't paint so broad a stroke that we're caught in this. I'm a member of the NAA, and I have a letter to submit to them, the American Tilapia Association. I'm on a number of groups and committees that are very concerned about this. We recognize the absolute necessity for legislation here, but it needs to be sort of fine-tuned. We control our product from the brood stock all the way to the marketplace. That's important. I also have all the permits that I'm required to have by game and fish or federal permits for every species that we raise. We recommend request more regulation be brought upon the industry to raise the bar. But again, it needs to be focused to things that are clearly not healthy for us. The snakehead and numbers of others clearly are a danger to us. Not everybody can raise these things in indoor systems as we do. We are opposed to net pens, for example. They bring species in that put disease out there that we cannot control. It's spread all over the place. It brings parasites. We don't have those problems. And we can place these systems in any area. In Guam, for example, we could put one right in the middle of the island and feed everybody down there and not have a problem, one, with the natural resources there. That's the way we feel like that aquaculture should go forward, and I'm sort of representing the groups that I mentioned today. I have all my permits and stuff. I'd like to submit a short DVD that will visualize this for you, show you exactly how these fish are raised. We work very closely with a number of universities and with any agency that we can to help raise the bar. And that's what we believe that your bill can do, is raise the bar for everybody. But it does need to be done in a focused, responsible manner. I'm not going to take up all my whole 5 minutes. That's all I've got. Thank you very much for allowing me to.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Martin. And I thank you for your fair assessment. I do agree with you. This legislation needs fixing. And that's why we're here. We're to hear all sides of it. And I want to thank you for a very fair assessment of this.